Good morning, everyone. It's the 18th of May, Tuesday morning. I hope you all are doing well. We're told in John 5:26, as the Father hath given him life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. Our Savior Jesus Christ hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. I am the resurrection and the life. Because I live, ye shall live also. We are made partakers of Christ, partakers of the Holy Ghost, partakers of the divine nature. The first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come, who liveth forever and ever, the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who only hath immortality, unto the King eternal, immortal, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way, and may we always remember that Jesus Christ has done all things well. We have a hope steadfast and sure. When all the world around us seems to be crumbling and in despair, we can look to the immortal King of kings and Lord of lords. He is the Alpha, he is the Omega, he is the beginning and the end. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God. And he ever liveth to make intercession for us. I'm glad that he made intercession for the transgressors. Glad that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We turned everyone to his own way, but the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of all of his elect, all of his people. So may the good Lord be with you today in a special way, and let us always remember he hath done all things well. God bless.